Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
1 Corinthians 12:28, and God has set some in the church. God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Amen. So, apostles are the first one that God set in the church. They're the most important ones. God has set in the church first apostles. First. Apostles are the first and most vital, God's predominant fivefold men whom God put in charge of the other fivefold ministry in the entire church. First apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that, pastor, then evangelist. Yes, it's in that order. You hear?
Yes, sir.
Well, God has set some of the church first. First apostles, first important, indicative, very affirmed ones. The preferential, first apostle, foremost importance, chiefest, on and on and on. He's an ambassador, a diplomatic agent of the highest rank, on and 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 on. You hear?
Yes, sir.
I came out of apostles. And you can't be an apostle if you didn't come out of one. Because you wouldn't know what to do if you didn't have somebody and you see how they operate, how God does in them, what they've laid for. It's impossible. You can't just jump up and be an apostle. It's impossible. You see? Let me tell you something. Without having apostles, without having an apostle in your life, you don't have the real, true, complete other fivefold ministry. You don't have them. You don't have a real, true, complete church. You don't have a real, true, complete domestic family. You don't have one. You don't have a real, true, complete biological family. You just don't have it. It's not there. Nobody knows what to do. Nobody has that oversight. Nobody has the pattern. Nobody has the foundation. You just don't have it. Without having an apostle in your life, being under him. And an apostle's always under somebody himself. You can't be over people if you're not under. You hear? Now, one cannot be an apostle without being raised up at the feet of a Gamaliel. Impossible. And you can never be an apostolic people if you're not raised up under an apostle. Impossible. You'll never be it. You'll never know God the Father, really, without being raised up under an apostle of the Lord. And a man can never be an apostle if he is not trained at the feet of Gamaliel. The feet of Gamaliel. Impossible. You can't just jump up and say, I'm one, or think you can become one. No, you can't. You're born who you are. Whoever you are, you're born that. And your life manifested as time goes on. You see?
Yes, sir.
Now, one cannot be an apostle without being raised at the feet of Gamaliel, and one would have to be born an apostle. When he's born in the earth, he's born with that ability, that innate ability in him. And time unfolds it, and the farther he goes, the more he manifests it. What you are today, what you do today, who you are today, that you were born that way. That's you. And that's the height of what you'll do if you don't pursue God. Where you are today is the height of your life. If it's domestic marriage, it's the height of everything you are. And that's way down there. Are you here? So, you cannot be an apostle without being raised at the feet of Gamaliel. Jeremiah 1, chapter 1, down through there, the words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, the priest that are in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee a prophet unto the nation. Before you were born, before you were formed in the belly, I already knew you. He knew you in Genesis 1 and 2. When he created all human spirits. Somebody said, how can God do that? Only he can. How can technology and a computer today, how in the world can you step up to one? And that's a little bit of nothing. Years ago, people's mind could not conceive that. Step up and say, okay, what day of the week was June the 3rd, 1899? You type it in, it comes up. That's mind-boggling. But God, that's not even a piece of sand in the dirt compared to God. I mean, think about that. Well, Whoever you are, be glad. If you're pursuing God very earnestly, you thank God for who you are. And don't ever try to be more than you are, but don't ever be less than you are. Because whoever you are, see grace. Grace is the divine influence upon the heart, and it's reflected in the life. And it's also gratitude. Grace is the divine influence upon the spirit and the soul. Clarice. And it's reflection in the life, including gratitude. Whoever you are, whoever you will be in God, it will gratify you. It will please you because that is who you are. You will get fulfillment out of it. That's gratitude. So anyway, before I formed in the belly, I knew thee. He knows the end from the beginning. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee a prophet unto the nations. A prophet was the highest named office of the Old Testament, which there are apostle-type prophets in the Old Testament. Before I formed thee in the belly, I fashioned thee. And before I formed a resolution, before in the belly, in the womb of a female, I knew thee. I totally recognized thee. I knew thee. I understood thee. I had understanding. I comprehended. I considered thee. On and on. I declared thee. I had regard. I had respect for thee. On and on. On and on. God, you've heard me say it. Genesis 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep, the womb. And God created every human spirit at that time, your spirit, soul, body. Right? So, God knows the end from the beginning. He knows the end from the beginning. So, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, sanctified thee, a prophet unto the nation. I ordained thee. It's already done. Before I formed thee in the belly, you're already ordained. You're already, it is what it's going to be. You see? It's already performed. It's already a prophet unto the nations. It surely is. So, anyway, the Apostle Paul began in eternity as an apostle. And please hear me. Let me get this to you again. One thing you need to be thankful for, if you are a person that said yes to God, you better thank God every breath you drew that some way who I came out of and my bios and the ministry and what my background, all that, thank God I had enough sense to say yes. Don't ever take it for granted. Don't ever take it for granted. Thank God for it. Thank God you're saved. Don't ever get used to being saved. Say hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You begin in eternity what you are here. You were born it. Einstein was born that way. He didn't just somebody who just studied and learned. He's a genius. He was born that. You can't do that unless you're born like that. Anyway. The Apostle Paul began in eternity as an apostle. He was born in the earth as an apostle. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, Romans 1 and 1, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Born like that. 1 Corinthians 1 and 1, Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God. He was an apostle of Jesus Christ, but it was through the will of the Father that the Father stamped and predestined what the Apostle Paul said in Genesis 1 and 2. Yes, sir. Amen. Okay. The Apostle Paul began in eternity as an apostle, was born in the earth as an apostle. Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, the Father. But when it pleased God, Galatians 1:15, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. When it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, called me by his grace, whatever God called you to be, if you agreed to it before the foundation of the world, then when you're born into the earth, you're already that. But you will manifest that as you go forward. Amen. However, even though you were born that, it will manifest over time more and more through growth and maturity. But you will always be born as and with that calling, period. And that's it. Yes, sir. Be so thankful for God calling you to be who you are.
Amen.
You hear?
Yes, sir.
There will be satisfaction in what you are to do and what you said yes. Because God stamps it and puts that ability in you, and you have it. And nobody, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away.
Amen.
You see it? Now, when you're born into the earth, you have innate traits that express that calling, even from birth. Now, Zechariah 12:1, it says, "The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which stretches forth the heavens." How many believe that's God the Father?
Yes, sir.
Stretched forth the heavens. He laid the foundation of the earth and formeth the spirit of man within him. When God created the heaven and the earth before then, hey, listen, every human spirit was created by God the Father even before he began to stretch out the heavens and found the earth. Can you get that in your mind?
Yes, sir.
Before, in that verse, before God ever stretched out the heavens and before he ever laid the foundation of the whole earth, he created every human spirit. You were created even before he started saying, let there be and all that.
Right.
You were. Now, the Apostle Paul says this, Acts 22:3. I am verily a man which am a Jew. I was born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia. How many believe the Apostle Paul speaks very accurately? He's the greatest apostle who really probably knew more than all of them under Jesus, the great apostle. But who you think the highest level apostle? God the Father. It started in him, didn't start in Jesus. It started in God the Father. Everything began in him. Everything began in God the Father. Everything. Everything was inside him before he brought it forth. Everything. Himself, his son, was inside him before God brought it forth. No man has seen God at any time save he that's in the bosom of the Father. He hath declared him. He hath come and unfolded him. John 1:18. There he was.
Amen.
See, we're made in the likeness of God. And how humans come forth, that's how God comes forth. God, everything about God was in himself before he ever started manifesting himself in those ways. Everything you see was in God the Father before he ever even started bringing it forth. There is nothing, including a tree, that was not inside him. He's the source and the beginning of all things. All things. It's more than you can fathom. So again, the Apostle Paul, Acts 22:3. I'm verily a man, which I'm a Jew, born in Tarsus in the city of Cilicia. Yet, however, I'm a man. I am a man. And by the way, this word verily, please hear this. This word verily also is that word, M-E-N, which means indicative of affirmation. It means a preferential. It means the first, the former, on and on and on. Truly, indeed, verily. Verily, men, I am, you know, God has set some in the church, men, total, affirmed, and preferred apostle first. So he said, I am verily a man. What he was saying, God saw me as a preferred man because of what I told him I would do for him. He said, God preferred me because I preferred God beyond most people. See, it works both ways, right? If you prefer God, he will prefer you. Okay. I'm verily a man, which I'm a Jew, born in Tarsus in the city of Cilicia. A Jew born, created, generated, on and on and on, in Tarsus, the city in Cilicia. Yet. However, moreover, yet, brought up. I was brought up in another place than I was born. I was brought up, I was reared up, I was brought up, I was nourished up in this city. At what city? Jerusalem. General headquarters. See, I believe in general headquarters. I grew up in general headquarters. I started off international, national. That's where God took me. Well, the Apostle Paul was brought up in this city. What city? Jerusalem. I was brought up in this city, general headquarters, Jerusalem, apostolic headquarters.
Amen.
God the Father's headquarters. Zion, true?
Yes,
brought up in Jerusalem. He couldn't be anywhere else. He had to be brought up in Jerusalem, born in Cilicia, had to be born, brought up in Jerusalem, because you have to be at Jerusalem where those apostles are to ever become what he's supposed to be. Impossible. He has to be there. There's no other place in the world he could be but there. Do you understand? You not only learn by what you've told God, but you learn by somebody that you're under, by who they are. You see how God works through them. You learn. Everybody learns from somebody else if you have good sense. True? We all should be learners, right? Well, the Apostle Paul, I was brought up in this city, general headquarters, Jerusalem, apostolic headquarters, at the feet of Gamaliel, the Greek word, Gamaliel, which takes you to a Hebrew word, Gamaliel, reward of God, somebody who has great benefit, somebody who bestows upon you. A Gamaliel bestows, deposits upon you. He has a lot. He weans you and he ripens you. You see? He'll wean you and he'll ripen you. He will. And by the way, Gamaliel comes from the word El in Hebrew, which is God, strength, mighty, the former, the mighty, great, mighty one. So a Gamaliel is a mighty one. He has great characteristics of God inside him. He has the strength of God in him. The strength of God is inside a Gamaliel. It's in him. He has God the Father in him, the Holy Ghost in him. He has Jesus in him. So at the feet of Gamaliel, you will get everything in the world you would ever need. And it pours from God the Father down through himself, his Spirit, down through himself, his Son, down through men, down into him, down into you. It's all a flow. It's a flow. And he said, I was taught paiduo. I was trained up, educated, disciplined. You can't really grow up and be taught if you're not disciplined. Rearing up, discipline comes with rearing up, discipline. Taught, trained up, disciplined, taught, chastised. Real rearing is not only instruction, real rearing is discipline, it's chastising, judgment, come on somebody, and taught according to, down in place and time, like as pertaining to, even like concerning, in the perfect manner of the law, the perfect manner of the law. The exact manner. I was brought up in the Church of God. Church of God is an apostolic. It's a Melchizedek denomination. I was brought up in the most straightest, most exact way that you can be brought up in. The strictest way. Glory to God. I wouldn't have it any other way because that's me. I'm a very strict person to start with. I can't make anybody do anything, but I'm strict to myself. So I crossed every T and dotted every I. And I still do today. And it won't change because that's who I am. And I couldn't be an apostle of the Lord if I'm not that way. I could never be who I am. It's impossible. I could have never come up in any other denomination and be who I am today. They didn't have what mine had for me to be it. Impossible. I couldn't do what I do without growing up in the Church of God. General headquarters, you got to go to the top to get the top. You see? Well, the Apostle Paul, he said, I was taught, I was trained up, educated, disciplined in the perfect manner of the law, the prescriptive usage of how it's supposed to be, what man of God Moses, God gave him on and on and on, and of the fathers, the paternal and the hereditary, that you receive from them, that you inherit. And was, I began under quietly. I came into existence. I didn't come in thinking I knew any. I didn't come in thinking I knew all kinds of things. I come in very quietly. I'm listening. I'm observing. I keep my mouth closed. I don't speak out of turn. The Apostle Paul didn't either, even though he knew all this. Are you here?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He began under quietly, came into existence, be present, exist. He was subordinate to. He lived and behaved and followed after him. And he was zealous, fervid, zeal, right? Great zeal, great warmth and feeling inside. very fervent, on and on and on, toward God. As he said, he's talking to these Jewish people, very consecrated Jewish people. He said, that's the way I was. As ye are today, I also am like that myself. He said, I'm like that myself. That's the way I am. Toward God, as you all are this day. You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, who in the world is this Gamaliel? Who is he? Who in the world is Gamaliel? Here's a little brief biography and history. He was a leading master of the Jewish Sanhedrin in the first century. Sanhedrin was the supreme religious council in Judaism. The Sanhedrin was a supreme religious council in Judaism consisting of 70 or 71 men or sages, men of wisdom, sometimes headed by a high priest that ruled over civil, religious, and criminal cases. So I'm going to say it again. What is a Sanhedrin? The Sanhedrin is the supreme religious council in Judaism consisting of 70 or 71 men / sages, sometimes headed by a high priest. They ruled over civil, religious, and criminal cases, all of it. They ruled over all of it. Of course, this court was modeled after the pattern of the 70 elders appointed by man of God Moses. This Sanhedrin was modeled after the pattern of the 70 elders appointed by man of God Moses, which is likely a parallel of the 70 angels described as a part of God the Father's council. There's a group of angels called 70 angels that God the Father, who created them, he even used them sometimes as his, he bounces it back and forth, even 70 angels, his heavenly council. Isn't that something? In the multitude of counselors there's safety. So, let's say it again. Gamaliel, he was a leading master of the Jewish Sanhedrin, in the first century. Sanhedrin, the supreme religious council in Judaism, consisting of 70 or 71 men, sages, sometimes headed by a high priest. They ruled over civil, religious, and criminal cases. Of course, this court was modeled after the pattern of the 70 elders appointed by man of God Moses, and most likely a parallel of the 70 angels, which are a part of God the Father's council in heaven. He was a master of the written and oral Torah. Gamaliel was a master of the written and the oral Torah. He was a guardian, a teacher of the oral Torah. He guarded it. He taught it. He passed it on. According to Jewish tradition, Gamaliel succeeded his father, Simon. And his famous grandfather, Hillel the Elder. Gamaliel became the Nasi, prince or president of the Sanhedrin. According to Jewish tradition, Gamaliel succeeded his father Simon and his famous grandfather Hillel the Elder. Gamaliel became the Nasi, the prince and president of the Sanhedrin. Gamaliel held one of the highest or the highest position of the Sanhedrin. He had the highest repute, or you say reputation, as a teacher of the law at that time.
Yes.
He was had the highest reputation of all. Civil law, it had to be him for the Apostle Paul to send under, because the Apostle Paul is going to be such a high caliber, he has to be under the most high caliber man of that time.
Yes,
has to be.
Yes,
you see? So, Gamaliel, he had the highest reputation, you might say, as a teacher of the law. Gamaliel constructed laws and dictates for the Jewish community. He actually constructed laws and dictates of the Jewish community, civil laws that were in true spirit of God's Torah. He took civil laws, he constructed civil laws that lined up with God's Torah, and not unreasonable laws or bound up wrong kind of man-made legalism. It was truth. Gamaliel kept contact with the Jews in Judea, and also the Jews through the diaspora. those that were scattered abroad out through everything. They were all scattered abroad throughout the cities of Jerusalem, you know, except the apostles, Acts 8 and on. And he kept up with those kind of people. Gamaliel kept contact with the Jews of Judea and also the Jews through the diaspora. Gamaliel was the first person to be given the distinct title of Rabban, R-A-B-B-A-N, Rabban, not Rabbi, yes. Rabban. Gamaliel was the first person to be given the distinct title of Rabban, which means master, teacher. The title given to patriarchs, the president of the Sanhedrin, is a higher position than the rabbi, Rabban is higher than rabbi. All having the title Rabban were leaders of Sanhedrin, but not all leaders of the Sanhedrin had the title of Rabban. So, Gamaliel was the first person given the distinct title of Rabban, meaning our master, our teacher. Gamaliel was also given the distinguished title of Hazakim, which means the elder.
Yes, sir.
Hazakim means Gamaliel was the elder of the Sanhedrin, the Rabban. See the position he has? It had to be him, for the Apostle Paul said at his feet, couldn't be anybody, had to be him, had to be the Rabban of the Sanhedrin. Because the Apostle Paul is going to be the most of the most of the most, you may say. No one will surpass him. He comes behind not even the chiefest of apostles, right? Okay. And all this fits together as to how this happened for him. But he said yes in the beginning. So, Gamaliel, he was also called Nasi, or Prince of the Sanhedrin. So it is said that Gamaliel's grandson, Hillel II, second, was also noted Nasi, or Prince of the Sanhedrin. And Gamaliel II's grandson, second Gamaliel's grandson, was Judah Hanasi. Gamaliel's first great-great-grandson, who was instrumental in compiling the Mishnah, which would be the collection of the Jewish Torah. He compiled that. Great lineage, isn't it? Great offspring, right? A very quintessential, or you might would say a perfect example, of one of the chain of fathers. One left, which left a big impact upon himself. That's what you would see, that all that came out of Gamaliel for some seasons, for some times, was all this. See the position he has? It had to be him, for the Apostle Paul said at his feet, couldn't be anybody, had to be him, had to be the Rabban. It's all a flow. At the feet of Gamaliel, you will get everything in the world you would ever need. And it pours from God the Father down through himself, his Spirit, down through himself, his Son, down through men, down into him, down into you. It's a flow. You see that, everybody? Hallelujah. Praise God.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.